Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, there's a lot of things that could be passed down from a grandfather. Is a sixth sense one of them?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to the program, 855-853-4802. That is the number if you want to verbally share your real ghost stories with us, or if you'd prefer to type out your story, you can do that. Real Ghost Stories Online. We'd love to hear your stories. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. Do you feel like you have any sort of abilities or senses or anything that may have come from anybody in your lineage?
I mean, I've had conversations with my sisters about it. I do think that I may have something very weak. If I compared it to like being a chef, I would be the guy doing fries at McDonald's. So I have some skills, but not much. But I do think it probably came. I do think it came from family. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Enough to make the fries, though. That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's about all.
As long as you can make them, you know, like crispy and how they're supposed to be, that would be a good skill to have, because I think a lot of people there don't possess even that part of the skill set.
Boy, it's gotten bad, hasn't it?
Oh my God. Everywhere you go, it's bad. And I'm just gonna share this little one-off. It's not a ghost story, but it's a horror story. A customer service horror story of just how inept people are today, or just how oblivious they are on their interactions with others and the role that they play in their job as like being the front person at a business. So today I went for an eye exam. I've been trying to get one in. I finally got it booked a couple of weeks ago, got it all set. And because my day is packed, it's rare if I can get out of here for like an hour. So it takes a lot of moving things around to do it. So there's that. So I get out there, I get in. And the people at the front desk, there's a guy there, and he's just kind of like, he basically speaks in grunts and sighs.
Oh,
and he's like, I'll take you back. I'm sorry, what's that? I'll take you back now. Okay, great. And I'm hoping, God, I hope this isn't the doctor. And we go back, and he's, I don't know what his role is technically, because he's not, he's just kind of wearing like whatever he threw on today. And we go to that thing where it blows the air at your eye and you test it. And yep. He turns it on. I guess they don't think to turn their equipment on before people start coming into the office. But they didn't. And they turned it on and it wasn't working right. So I'm sitting there for like literally 20 minutes and he just sits there like, turns it off, turns it on. And about 20 minutes and I'm like, hey, what's going on? Like, what is, you know, what's our status here? I wasn't being an asshole. I was just like, what's going on? And he's like, I can't get it to work. Like, okay, well, is it going to work today? Or like, what do we need to do? I'll go ask somebody.
Lord.
He goes and gets the doctor who comes in, doesn't say a word to me, just goes, that wasn't working this weekend either.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, okay. He's like, I'll be right back. So the doctor goes for another 20 minutes. So mind you, 40 minutes in at this point, doctor returns with a customer service phone number to call like the manufacturer of the product. And he gives it to the other receptionist, the female, who was actually, I could tell she communicated verbally and was pleasant and was doing her job as best as she could. And the doctor didn't call. No, he made her call.
Of course, because the doctor can't do that. That's below his
pay grade. Yeah, it's above him. So she gets on the phone and I'm like, hey, I'm kind of on a tight schedule. Like, do you know like how long this might take? And she's like, I really have no idea until I'm like, okay. And I can hear them talking and it's like literally like, what's your name? What's the name of the office? I mean, the stuff you need to do to, you know, figure out if they have coverage or I don't know, but just that stuff. And the other guy just kind of sits there and he's playing on his phone, not saying a word to me. And then he just walks out, doesn't say a word to me. And I'm still sitting there and I'm like, I got shit to do. So I walk out into the hallway. There's no one there. Then I walk to the front. There's nobody at the front desk. I'm like, fuck it. I'm leaving. So I just left. And there was an elderly couple up at the front. And I said, their equipment's not working. And they seem to only communicate in grunts and sighs. So you may want to go somewhere else. Because I'm leaving. And we're living in Idiocracy.
Wow. And here's the thing, as somebody who leads people, if my people ever acted that way,
I know.
In front of guests, I would sink away into a crack in the floor like an octopus heading away on a ship by just that's so embarrassing.
It is, but they don't seem to have any sort of shame about it. Like it doesn't even register that it's not like they're shy. It's like they just don't even realize like, hey, you're the front of this business. You need to like be friendly to the customers, especially if you're making them wait 45 minutes for some service they're not even going to get. No, I'm sorry. No, this or that. Just,
And the doctor, right? I mean, this is
the doctor didn't say boo. Yeah, the doctor didn't say boo. He just kind of was like, that didn't work. Here's a customer service number. Not like, hey, sir, I'm really sorry. You know, can you come, you know, come back another time? Like, you know, I'll make it up to you. You know, no charge, whatever. Just something. I don't want it for free. I'll fucking pay. I don't care. It's not like that. But it's just like, take care of your customer. And there's no sense of that anymore. Anywhere you go, things are just fucked up. You go to a nice hotel and like the fucking TV doesn't work. Just the basic shit you would have expected, like kind of at a shitty hotel at one point in time, but now it's everywhere. And there's always just this, I don't know, it is like Idiocracy. And it happened very, very quickly, where just a couple generations after us, it was like, you know, good luck.
Wow.
That's me on my porch yelling at the kids to get off the lawn.
I was just going to say, we sound like two old guys, but God damn it, it's true.
But it is true. I don't think at any time in society have we seen such a breakdown like we have than right now.
Yeah.
Where it is. It's truly shocking. Anyway, 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go over to our ghost story and hear the story. Hi.
Hey, good evening, guys. My name is Joey, calling out of the state of Ohio, and I just want to say first and foremost that I love your guys' show. It's always nice to hear the creepy things that go on in this world, but I figured I'd go ahead and took for something that has happened to me, and maybe you guys will enjoy it. So here it goes. A long time ago, since I was a little kid, I have a grandpa. His name is DJ. His name is Dick Justice. Called him DJ for short. He was kind of an in-tune kind of guy, very soft-spoken, never raised his voice. Out of the whole time that I ever knew the man, did I ever hear him yell. My mom would tell me stories when he was younger that never, you know, would he ever raise his voice to anybody, ever show any kind of aggression. But he was a very, very special person. Of course, he's passed away now, and it was very hard to see someone like that go for the legacy that he left behind. You know, you just don't see people like that nowadays. It's just that old school, something that you just don't see today in this world. Anyway, he's very in tune to another sense. I always called it his sixth sense. My mom called it his sixth sense as well. He could feel spirits. It was so in tune to where you could be standing in a room and it was almost like he felt like he could just point to a corner of a room, not necessarily look at us and say, oh, there's something standing there. That's Jane over there, or that's Billy, or that's Bob. It was just something that he had. It was a gift that he's always had. A lot of my family are also in tune with stuff like that. It's just a gift. I don't know if it goes back from lineages. I don't know. But one night, this was about a month after he had passed away. Basically, I was just laying in bed, you know, watching TV, fell asleep. Best way I could say is I basically woke up. And as I woke up at my bedroom door, because the only thing that was in my room, there was no lights, the TV was on, but that was it. So it was a very, very dim light. There was basically what I would consider a shadow figure standing at my door. Now, stuff like that happened to me as a kid. You know, you might see something walk by real quick and, oh, it's not no big deal. Something like that you would see out of your peripheral and, you know, you couldn't explain it, but you just let it go. So long story short, I sat up into my bed and I asked that shadowy figure, whatever it was, who are you? And the weirdest thing in the world is that I was very, very scared, but then I felt almost like a happiness. I can't really explain how my emotions had shifted so fast like they did. So next thing I know, after I asked who they were, it took a step forward. As the shadow figure began to step forward, I could feel myself almost like there was a hand in my chest that was pushing me down. So as I was trying to resist and I'm trying to lean forward, I'm trying to get almost necessarily get out of my bed, it kept pushing down. And as it was pushing down, the creature or the shadow figure, I guess you could say, began to come closer and closer and closer and closer to where it was actually standing at the side of my bed over top of me. How I know this, I don't know. I don't know if there was like a message that was being put into my brain or there was just some type of old speaking that, you know, maybe I've lost or us as a culture have lost. I have no idea, but I knew right then and there that that man standing next to me was no longer a shadow figure. It was a man. It was him. It was my grandfather. The best way I could say is he basically put forth a hand to lay me back down in my bed. As I laid back down, I could just feel like everything was going to be okay and that there was a reason that he was there. Well, not to get too emotional, the next day, after all of this had happened, I woke up and it almost felt like when I was looking through my eyes into this world, it was never the same. Never the same. Every time I would go places, I would feel something, almost where something would rush up behind me and I could feel like a breathing sensation across my neck. Or if I would go to a friend's house and I would feel a happiness, but yet I could feel like something was standing right there beside me. My friends have always called me, you know, oh, well, you're just loopy. You don't know what you're talking about, you know, whatever. But what I have put forth and what I've seen in my life from here, from that day till now, what I believe is my grandfather was coming to visit me to give me this gift that he has always had. And he had to choose somebody that could handle it, that could deal with it, that could maybe put something better into this world, or maybe speak to those spirits that need that help to go to the next and great beyond. Now, I've heard a lot on the show, you know, you hear a lot of, you know, you hear demonic or you hear like sad things, and this is not a sad thing for me. This is something that's very happy. Am I glad to have this gift? Yes, I am. I am so very, very happy that I can go somewhere that I've never been before, and I can just feel things that I've never necessarily felt. And it's just amazing. If he was giving me this gift to maybe one day that when I get to an older age that I could help that one spirit go to where they need to go, to heaven, or where they need to, you know, wherever it is after the afterlife, then that's what I'm here to do. And it's just a great feeling. I was very happy that I got this gift. I also have more experiences that I've been through with other people, other spirits, other entities, that I hope to call you guys back, and I'll break down each story for you. So I really appreciate you guys, you know, giving us people this opportunity. That way we can tell you our stories and express the things that have happened in our lives, because, you know, it's just a beautiful thing. So that's my story. I know it's not that great, but there's other things that will come in the future, and I hope to call back and let you know some of the good things that have happened and some of the bad things that I've ran myself into. So thank you guys so very, very much. I really, really appreciate your guys' show. It's amazing. I listen to it every day at work, which is where I'm at right now. So keep it going. You guys are doing a fantastic job, and hope to hear more from different people and you guys as well. So thank you so much, and have a good one. Bye, guys.
Thank you for sharing that story. I think the idea of the shadow person getting closer and closer would be very ominous and freaky.
Yeah, but the fact that he believes it was his grandfather, and
yeah,
maybe granddad gave him a little gift, like a parting gift. Here's some powers. Here's a gift that I had, and now I need you to take it forward and use it wisely. I think that's interesting, and I hope he stays in touch with more stories.
Yeah,
and you know, tells us more about how this kind of unravels as time goes on.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all that stuff, everything commercial free, check out our premium channel on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. SI.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall. .com
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Are you missing the sounds that matter most? What if you could hear every word, every laugh, and every moment crystal clear without spending thousands on expensive hearing aids? Introducing Audionatum, the world's most affordable FDA-approved hearing aid. With the revolutionary A2 chip, you get premium sound, zero background noise, and a 24-hour rechargeable battery. They even have Bluetooth connectivity to connect to your cell phone or TV. Unlike those traditional bulky $5,000 prescription hearing aids, the Audionatum is 90% smaller, 20 times cheaper, and works instantly. No visits to the audiologist needed. Audionatum has over 500,000 happy customers who have trusted Audionatum to restore their hearing. Our 100% money-back guarantee means zero risk to try. Don't like them? Simply return them and get your money back. They also come with a lifetime warranty. For the next 72 hours, the Audionatum is 53% off. Go to tryhearingaid.com right now to order your pair for only $99. Again, go to tryhearingaid.com to order your pair for only $99. Order now before it's too late, as these hearing aids have sold out over 10 times this year. With Audionatum, you can hear life again.